Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vanderkook. Although Kilauea's volcanic activity has paused at all 15 fissures, there are growing concerns about the ongoing eruption. Officials are looking at hazardous fumes and the risk of explosions in the area. HPR News Director Bill Dorman has been monitoring the latest news from the Pahoa area, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. So a lot of this is, Derek was mentioning just in the newscast about, for example, the most of Hawaii's Volcanoes National Park is going to be closed on Friday.
Right.
And it's that concern. Again, you have the rift zone, but you have miles away the summit itself. And
yeah.
Now the focus on this is the dropping levels of lava in the lava lake inside. And as those come to the water table, the steam explosions that can
it's going to push outward, and something's got to give.
Right? And this is, again, you know, on so much of this, there's so much uncertainty in terms of exactly what would happen and what is possible. And so a lot of the geologists involved in this talk about the realm of possibility. Don Swanson is with USGS. He was on that call yesterday, breaking down in terms of what happens as the lava reaches that water table, those steam explosions go. So within half a mile of the crater itself, you're looking at boulders perhaps as much as 10 or 12 tons coming out, being expelled by
the
air. Exactly. And then for several miles, in his terms, it could be marble-sized rocks and ash going out. And then, again, you have this sort of circles going out further from that. 10 to 20 miles downwind, you have that fine ash.
Yeah.
And, again, of course, this depends on wind direction and all that. But,
right.
Again, he had the geologists yesterday were talking in terms of perhaps at some point next week, based on sort of the drainage flow. Volcanoes Park clearly stepped up in terms of the timing, precautionary.
Sure.
And they said that due to the receding lava lake and ensuing ashfall event, plus southerly wind patterns forecasted for Friday. So that plays a factor in all of this as well.
Yeah, there's been. I saw a report that the winds are expected to die down and are shift over the weekend, and that's an air quality challenge in and of itself, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the other concern of, as you know, as these fissures erupt and you have the concentration of the gas going off on the sulfur dioxide, and that's an ongoing safety concern as well.
What other things are they looking at in the area, civil defense officials? What are their primary areas?
Well, I tell you, it's a big thing in terms of the Puna geothermal moving the gas.
Yeah, that seems to have been moved away, right?
Yes, and that was done by 3 in the morning today. It's, again, 60,000 gallons of pentane, and that, again, from now, we'll see where this goes. Concern not just in terms of the rift zone, but also at the crater as well.
Bill, thanks very much for checking in with us. We're going to hear more from you. You're going to be getting a telephone briefing, and we're going to check in with you at the end of the show.
You bet.
Thanks for that. Bill Dorman is HPR's news director, and we'll check in with him again at the end of the broadcast.
Governor David Ige took emergency measures yesterday to secure the plant operated by Puna Geothermal Venture. That facility is located in the vicinity of Leilani Estates, just outside the epicenter of the ongoing eruption event. And as Bill mentioned, that Ige said that the facility is currently safe, but local residents expressed their growing fears at a recent community meeting.
I would like to emphasize that the facility today is safe. As part of our emergency procedures, the facility has been shut down, but we want to be certain that we have the authority to act decisively if necessary.
The facility has been home to 60,000 gallons of the flammable chemical called pentane. Some worry that could contribute to a massive blowout at one of PGV's geothermal wells.
The fissures have been opening up along that track, and if you project the track of the line of where the fissures are occurring, the PGV facility is on that line. We want to mitigate the risk of the pentane fluid as soon as possible, because that clearly is something that if we move it offsite, we can take action proactively. The issue with the wellheads are different because we can't move those.
Now, PGV did initially move to relocate the pentane elsewhere on its property, but government officials felt that given the unpredictability of the lava flow, it might be prudent to get that fuel off-site. And as Bill mentioned, that was completed as of 3 this morning.
Certainly, we had had that discussion with PGV, and we asked them to act as quickly as possible. The reason that I took this action is because we were not satisfied that they were acting quickly enough.
The governor's supplemental proclamation allows him to take action regarding private facilities in the interest of public safety. He hopes it will not come to that.
Clearly, we would want to work with PGV, and they will be part of this team. But we want to be certain that we have the authority to take whatever action is required to mitigate the risk to the community.
And for the latest updates on the Kilauea eruption, visit HawaiiPublicRadio.org.